Dear friends, for those who are born again believers here, we thank God that we are all dead in trespasses and sins, but God has, by His grace, made us dead to sin and alive in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. So we have been given a new life in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, having been dead with Christ and dead unto sin. But for what purpose has God saved us from sin and giving us a new life? Our ready answer may be yes, to spend eternal life with the Lord God Almighty. And indeed, this is very true. To spend our life in eternity with God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 6 verse 8 says that now if we be dead in Christ, we believe we shall also live with Him. So those who are dead with Christ, we shall live with Christ also in days to come. Yes, this will be in days to come. This is in the future when our life here on earth is over. We will be absent with the body and present with the Lord. But for now, while we are still on earth, as long as the Lord God Almighty is gracious to us and to leave us here on earth, to live our life here on earth, how are we to live our born-again new life? This new life that the Lord God has given to us. And it is only one life that God has given to us. What are we going to do with it? Certainly not that we should continue to live our life in selfishness, to live a sinful life, like before as we were dead in trespasses and sins. But rather, we ought to live as what the Apostle Paul has written here in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. That we are not to continue in sin, for God forbids us to do that, as Paul says in verses 1 and 2. And that we should be walking in newness of life. In verse 4, he mentions it. And that we should not serve sin. In verse 6. And then in verse 12, he says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And then in verse 13, he says there, that we are to yield not our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but rather that we are to yield our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. To yield ourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Indeed, this is how that we ought to live. Ought to be doing. This is how that we ought to walk in newness of life, to live in righteousness for the Lord Jesus Christ, now that we are made alive from being dead in sin and trespasses. Have you thought of your new life which God has given to you? Are you surrendering yourself to be used of the Lord God Almighty, who has redeemed you to be His own by His precious blood? By the precious blood of His only begotten Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Or are we still living a life of our own, living in sinful pleasure and for selfish gain? How are we living our new life that God has given to us, even this one new life that the Lord God has given to us? Do we often hear of people saying what they like to do with the life that they have? That this life that I have, I will live well and I will eat well and I will exercise well so that I'll be healthy and I'll be able to live a long life, to enjoy good health and strength, and I'll have a good job, a good career, and earning a good salary and being able to earn much and to be able to enjoy life with my family, and later on to have a well-deserved retirement, to enjoy my retirement. And I'll live a good life and hopefully to see my children growing up and then to see them doing well in life. To see them going to universities and to see them getting married and then having children. And I enjoy my life as grandparents with many grandchildren around me. And I may also want to fulfill my passion all these years in life to go around the world to travel around the world. This is one life that I have, and I must live it to the fullest. Do we hear of people having such thoughts, and do we ourselves have such thoughts too, of the life that we have, and that we want to enjoy life in this way, this only life that we have? And when people think of such way of living their life, and they'll be very pleased, they'll be very glad and very happy, and they look very positive in life, and they look forward to such kind of life on this earth. But when tragedy strikes, perhaps due to some accident, or when such a person has contracted some kind of terminal illness, perhaps cancer, well, such a person's perspective in life may then change. But do we have to wait until such a time to meet some kind of tragedy or some kind of sickness to awaken us to see life in a proper perspective, to live life the way that we should live? But still, there are people who, after having gone through some sickness, and they heal of it, they come out of it well and healthy, but they only think that this is a new lease of life that I've been given, and I thank God for it. And I consider that every day that I have, every year, month, every year that I have with this new life, this revived life from sickness, I'll still live it with full enjoyment, but still know God and eternity in view. Yes, there may be such kind of people. Are we such kind of people who have been delivered from some difficulties in life, and which might even end up being dead, but now we are alive again, but we are to live it only for ourselves and with sinful pleasures in life and for self-gain, without thinking of God, how that we may use our life even for the Lord God Almighty? Now, dear friends, we have only one life. What are we going to do with this only one life that God has given to us? Are we going to live it according to as I will or as God will? Take note that it is not going to be a long life. The life that we have here on earth is not going to be long. The Word of God tells us that it is just like a vapor. It appears for a little while and it is over. Moses says that our life may be 70, that is 7 years. And if there be strength, we may have 80 years to live. But still, it is a very short life compared to eternity that we'll be facing. How are we going to live this life that the Lord God has given to us? So seriously, yes, we ought to make our one life count for Christ, even while we are here on earth, even as God has given us a new life for Him. Nothing else matters greater than this, than to live our life for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to help us to learn how that we may truly live a life that is meaningful and significant and worthy for the Lord God Almighty, let us learn from the examples of a few saints that are recorded for us in the Bible. And first is that of the Apostle Paul, who gives us his word here in Romans chapter 6. No wonder he is able to write these words, that the Lord God Almighty has chosen him even to write these words of the Holy Spirit. Learn from the example of the Apostle Paul. He really practiced what he preached. Before he was saved by the grace of God and called to serve the Lord God Almighty, his life was a life of luxury, a life of the pride. And this he tells us in his own testimony in Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. There he describes of who he was. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee. That means he was a man full of pride, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. A very self-righteous man, living for self and living for self-gain. But after his dramatic conversion on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians, he was devoted fully and completely to serve the Lord God Almighty. Yes, his life was changed, and he committed this one life, and the new life that Lord God has given to him, unto the Lord God to serve him, and to serve the Lord God even unto the end. And his testimony in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 10, he says that, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. So his life is totally changed. All that he had gained in his life, here with his own intelligence, his own wisdom, his own doing, all those he counts them but dung, but now he would only live a life in order to win Christ. And then he goes on, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. So ever since the Lord God called him, the apostle's life was changed completely. His life principle has become this: for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So he pressed toward the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing else could satisfy him in life but to win Christ, to know Christ, to serve Christ, to live for Christ. Can we say this of ourselves? If we have been saved, even from being dead in trespasses and sins, and to be given a life to live for the Lord, not just wait until eternity to, yes, see God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, to enjoy life in heaven, but while we are here on earth, what are we doing with this one new life that the Lord God has given to us? Are we able to say like the Apostle Paul, to press over the mark of the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that for me to live is Christ now? What is it that satisfies you? Yes, think of it. What are the things that men in this world find contented to do in their life? The aim of man in general is to make money, to enjoy this world, to enjoy this life, to live comfortably. And that's why they work so hard, in order to earn much, in order to enjoy life here on earth, to enjoy the pleasures that this world can give. Are we no different from them? If God has saved us even unto eternity and giving us a life that is new unto to live for him, are we not living for him? Or are we still living like the old life that we had before, seeking to enjoy the pleasures of this world, all for self-gain, for selfishness? Yes, do we truly have the desire and the heart to really say unto the Lord God, and be prepared to say, take the world but give me Jesus? Is our life only for Jesus, all for Jesus? And are we prepared to tell the Lord, yes, take the world, but give me Jesus? Especially now that we have a new life, a life that is revived even from being dead in trespasses and sin. Well, the aim of a born-again believer should be like that of Paul. That is to win Christ, to have Christ for us and with us, to be with Christ always, to really adore Christ and to always serve him, to seek to gain his favor always, to please Christ, to live a life that is well pleasing unto him, to put him first in our life and to seek him always, to glorify him and to do all things, even to glorify him and to please him, to grow to know him more and more. Yes, would we not have this conviction, the same conviction and same consecration as that of the Apostle Paul, to count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Are we prepared to count all that we have gained, even for our selfishness, to count them but dung, and to be able to win Christ, and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and to serve him fully? Well, at the end of his life, the Apostle Paul could confidently say, and in his testimony in 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8, there it says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day. Truly, he must have lived a fruitful life, even while here on earth, having faith unto eternity to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just what he said, but he truly lived it, and he's able therefore to testify of this, that I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I've kept the faith. Are we able to say like the Apostle Paul again? You know this verse, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I kept my faith. We see this in many obituaries. People die and then they put it in the newspaper. With this verse, it's like a testimony for them, well dead and yet speaking, that I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I kept the faith. Are we able to also use such verses for our obituaries when the time comes for us? Is in this one life that the Lord has given to us, are we fighting a good fight? Yes. Are we keeping the faith? Are we able to finish the course that the Lord God has given to us to do? Are we able to testify like that of the Apostle Paul, to live a life truly for the Lord God Almighty, even as saved us, even from being dead in trespasses and sin, unto life, a new life, the only life that he has given to us? Now let us look at another example of another great servant of the Lord, Moses. Before, when he was a prince of Egypt, he was living in sinful pleasure in the palace of Pharaoh. Yes, he had all that life on earth could give. But after his calling, you notice that he was fully committed to serve God in leading God's people out of Egypt to the promised land. The testimony of Moses, his life, is told in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 to 27. I shall read for you. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Yes, Moses could have chosen to remain in the palace and live like a prince, being served and being entertained, and had all that he wanted to have. A life of comfort, but a life of sinful pleasures. Yes, the word of God tells us that he chose not to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That means when he was in a palace, he was living that kind of life, exposed to a lot of sinful pleasures of the world. And who could have indulged in it for the rest of his life? But no, the Lord God saved him. The Lord God saved him because the Lord God had caused him to be born, and for a purpose, to save his people. And so the Lord God saved Moses and called him out for a sole purpose of leading the children of Israel out of the oppression in Egypt. For 430 years they have been waiting for such a time for God to deliver them. And the Lord God raised this man Moses. And so finally, when the Lord God called Moses, he yielded his life wholly to the Lord God Almighty. Of course there was some struggle, but struggle not because that he would not want to give up the simple pleasures, but more so for himself, that he was so humble that he would never thought that God would use him. But when the Lord God called him, and yes, he fully, finally yielded himself wholly to the Lord God Almighty, and not wanting to yield himself to a life of sin. Moses' life was a great blessing to the people when he yielded to God's call and God's purpose. He was used of the Lord God to lead the people out of Egypt and go into the promised land which the Lord God has given to God's people. Are we prepared to make our life, this life that God has given to us, like that of Moses and like that of the Apostle Paul? Of course it is a high calling, but we are to press forward for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, other than these two biblical examples that we can learn from on how that we may live this one life that God has given to us, this new life, and this life that is given to us from being dead in trespasses and sin to live for the Lord God Almighty, rather than to learn from these two high, great saints of God, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, there may be someone whom we all know, or most of us here know, whom we can learn from. Yes, how this man also has been living a life at first, wanting to live a life for his own, but the Lord God Almighty redirected his life. And since then, he has been giving his life for the Lord God Almighty to serve Christ Jesus all throughout his life. And such a man has given a life to the Lord God Almighty that we may emulate him too. If you have read the life of Reverend Timothy Toh, yes, the founding pastor of this church, True Life BP Church here, and the founding principal of Far Eastern Bible College, you'll know that he was on his way to London to study law. He was a very bright student and he aspired to become a lawyer. And not just becoming a lawyer, but even a great lawyer. Yes, if he had done that, if he had gone there to London to study law and come back with his law degree, there's no doubt that he could have been put on the pedestal one day for people to look up to. Yes, he could have become a great lawyer of his day. And not just been a lawyer, but maybe even to become a judge in the Supreme Court in Singapore. In fact, I heard of people telling us that his school teacher is in ACS saying that if he had become a judge in the Supreme Court, he would not just be a judge, but he would have been even become the Chief Justice of our land. Yes, this was the kind of life that he could have. And people could see it because they could see the brilliance of this man. And he has gone to London to study law early. He could have been such a man today. But God saved Reverend Toh not for that purpose. Yes, so the Lord God switched his course. And the Lord God led him to Nanking in China instead to study theology instead of allowing him to continue to go to London to study law. So what happened after that? He ended up becoming a pastor. Yeah? Ending up becoming a pastor, that's what some people may say. His end is to become a pastor. Well, what a waste of worldly men might say that, or might have such kind of thinking. But thank the Lord God Almighty that Reverend Toh answered God's call and obediently he followed the Lord God Almighty to do what the Lord God wanted him to do. And his life was changed. Yes, he had been used mightily by the Lord God Almighty as he yielded his life to the Almighty, the one life that he has, fulfilling his mother's vow, because his mother had vowed to give him to the Lord God to serve him. But as he grew up, he wanted to take his own course for self-gain and for self-glory. But the Lord God turned him back to him. And he has been serving the Lord God since then and used mightily by the Lord God Almighty to bless many, fulfilling his mother's vow to the Lord God Almighty. Have you read his book, Son of a Mother's Vow? Those who are worshipping here in this church especially, and those who are members here, have you read his testimony in his book, Son of a Mother's Vow? You need to, if you want to live your one life for the Lord God Almighty as a Christian in this life here on earth, serving the Lord God faithfully, to follow the example of our dear pastor, founding pastor. Yes, we desire to emulate the life of such a man, and not just only him, of course, but also the Apostle Paul and Moses, such godly men that the Lord God has raised for us, that we may learn from them how to live the one life that God has given to them fruitfully, meaningfully, all to the glory of God. Not for themselves, but all for God and for the people whom God has brought them up. God has raised them up to serve. So dear friends, comparing our lives with this great man of God, how do we fare? How have we been living this one life, this new life that God has given to us? Before becoming a believer, yes, we might have been living a worldly life, pursuing things for our own gain. wanting to be famous and to be great, endeavoring to have great fame in the world, and wanting to become rich as we might be, becoming famous and powerful in this world and in this life that we have. But now, having become a child of God, what is this one life that God has given to us, the way that we live? This life that the Lord God has redeemed for us, how are we living it for the Lord God Almighty? Is it for me to live is Christ? Or are we still living it as like what we were before? Still trying to gain fame and prosperity and power in this world? That was the life that I was living even when I've been saved by the Lord God Almighty. For 16 years working in the world and in the business world and aspiring to go up and up, working in a government department and with a lot of security, and feel very safe that though the economy might be bad, but I still have my job. But after some time being there, it was not enough. So I went into the business world and to think that I'll be able to earn more and to have a more comfortable life. Yes, I was in the construction industry, and for joining a company that has got many multi-million projects to do, and it was a promising place, though it was a construction industry, sometimes can be very unstable. But the company that I joined was a very good company and very stable, and so very well assured of having a stable job. And the projects that we're dealing with were multi-million dollars, giving a company car and having a high position, feeling very comfortable. But after some time, as I worked there for some years, started to think that what is all this? Am I going to be like this for the rest of my life, chasing after money and chasing after fame and having power too? Yes, when I was there, and it was a lot of glory and a lot of honor. People in the industry could always look up unto us because they need us to help them to get a project and to make money. And that's basically what in the business world is. After some years, as I look at my life and asking myself, and before the Lord God, am I going to do this for the rest of my life? Each time as I walk to the job site and look at the work that has been done there, am I going to do this for the rest of my life? Now that I'm Christian, yes, what have I been doing for the Lord God Almighty, even for the life that He has given to me? Am I going to spend the rest of my life to do these things, to gain fame and to gain glory and to gain prosperity, all for selfish gain, all for personal gain? Thank the Lord God Almighty for putting in my heart the burden to serve Him for the rest of my life. And it was a struggle. Yes, prayed many times asking the Lord God, is it so that You want me to serve Thee for the rest of my life? And so I had to ask the Lord God for confirmation many times. And so there was once when I was on the trip to a mission trip to Cambodia with Reverend Timothy Toh and the team, and asked the Lord God Almighty to cause Reverend Timothy Toh to speak with me. You know, it's always fearful for us to go to Him and to face Him and to hear what He says to us, because we don't want to hear the reality sometimes. But still, in my heart, I was praying that if only that the Lord God would cause Him to say something to me, and I take it as a confirmation from the Lord God Almighty. They want me to leave the world and to come into the full-time ministry and to serve Him. And so I've been praying, and in that mission trip, truly waiting upon the Lord God Almighty And one night when I was truly praying and earnestly, and because it was nearing the end of the mission trip and still there was no sign of him speaking with me, and so I prayed that night earnestly. And in the morning when I opened my hotel door, and it was facing the kitchen, and lo and behold, there in the kitchen was Reverend Timothy Toh and Mrs. Toh sitting there all by themselves. And I went into the kitchen for breakfast, and they called me to join him. I had nowhere else to go because there was nobody else, right? Because they are the only people there. I cannot excuse myself to go somewhere else. I was a bit scared and unwilling. And you see, before I've been praying, and honestly, oh Lord, that you cause him to speak with me, and so as I can take it as a confirmation. And then there he was there calling for me to go and sit with him, and I wanted to run away, but thank God for giving me the courage. And finally, anyway, I had no choice. I went there and sit with them, and then he asked me, he popped me the question, why are you here for the mission trip? And that caused me to answer him, right, that I'm searching if the Lord is calling me to leave the world and to come to serve him in full-time ministry. And of course he went on, he counseled me further, and thank the Lord God Almighty for that very opportunity, and that helped me to commit my life to serve the Lord God Almighty. Yes, truly how we thank God that there may be times when the Lord God may awaken us even from the things that we've been doing in this world for ourselves and for our own gain. And there may be times when the Lord God Almighty may awaken us to help us to realize that what we have been doing is not for him, but we have to redirect our course in order that we may live our life even for him, to serve him. Are we yielding our life wholly to serve the Lord God Almighty? If not, why not? Of course, it does not mean that all of us have to give up our jobs in the world and to come and serve the Lord God in full-time ministry. It does not mean that. There are many who are working very well and doing very well in the world, and also serving the Lord God very well in a church, as elders, as deacons, as leaders of groups in the churches. It depends on the calling that God has given to us. But still, we must first be Christian. Then what that we may be in the world. We may be a businessman, or we may be some professional in the world, but in whatever we do, let us make sure that we are first Christian, that we are first living for the Lord God Almighty, we are first serving the Lord God. In whatever that we do, let us do it all for the glory of God. Whether we eat or drink, we are doing it all for the glory of God. Should we not be grateful to our Redeemer and our Savior for having saved us from being dead in sins and trespasses, and having given us this wonderful life to live for him? Are we living it for him? Are we resolved to live this one life which we owe it to our Creator, to our Savior, to live for him, even now here on earth, to serve him truly? Now, do we read of some obituary of some people? Many of them they are unbelievers, and oftentimes in their eulogy, and their eulogy has been read at the funeral, and also sometimes we see how people talk about them when they are already deceased, and the achievements that they have done during their lifetime. But lastly, their life was lived for themselves and for their own. Would we like to be like this? As Christians who have been saved by the grace of God, the life that He has given to us, to be like us, what we were before? Yes, perhaps when we were before, we'll spend our lives to try to achieve as much as we can in this world. But now that we are in the Lord, let us put ourselves first as Christians, serving the Lord God Almighty, wherever we may be. Yes, in the office and in school, even at home, to serve the Lord God Almighty first. And to consider our jobs in this world, our professions are secondary. Let us realize that life is short. what are we going to testify when our life here is over? The life that we live here on earth, are we able to say that we live it for the Lord God Almighty? That we live this one life fully, truly for Him? There are some believers who have lived their life so fruitfully, and that when they die, you know how they describe of the funeral? It is not a funeral, but rather a celebration. Are we able to say that? Because they have celebrated their life. They have lived their life, well, for the Lord God Almighty. The life that God has given to them. The new life, the only life that God has given to them. We have seen of obituaries of people. Right? They are Christians and they die, they have died, and then it is a celebration of the life. Are we able to say that of our life later on when the time comes? So our life that the Lord God has given to us, are we counting it for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Will we be able to say like the Apostle Paul, "Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and to count them but dung, that I may be in Christ." There's only one life here that we have here on earth. And after this, there will be the judgment. What will we hear from the Lord God on judgment day? Is it going to be, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? That is why we are still on earth as Christians. What have we done for the Lord God Almighty? Will we hear from the Lord, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, living for me"? Or, "Thou wicked and slothful servant"? Only one life, there's really no second chance for another life here on earth. What are we doing with this one life that God has given to us? God has taken us alive from being dead. Are we living for the Lord God Almighty? Or are we still living in sins and in trespasses, even like the old life that we have been living in? The Word of God admonishes us in Romans 6:3-4, "Knowing not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life." Are we doing so? We ought not to continue in sin, because God forbids us to do that. We should not serve sin. "Let not sin therefore reign in a mortal body, that ye should obey it in the last thereof." Are we yielding ourselves unto the Lord God Almighty for righteousness? The Lord God has saved us from being dead in trespasses and sins, that we should not continue to live in unrighteousness. Not to live a selfish life, not to live a life for self-gain, but to yield ourselves as members, as instruments of righteousness unto God, to serve the Lord God Almighty, to live for Him, and to live for His glory, to live for His honor, and to live for His purpose of saving us, of giving us this new life, this one life that we have for Him, from Him, even while we are here on earth. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we praise and thank Thee, O God, even for saving us by Thy grace and mercy. O God, even for this life that You have given to us, this new life, O God. We are living in death, in sins and in trespasses. But O Lord God Almighty, how we thank Thee for saving us by Thy grace and mercy. Forgive us if we have not been living a life as unto Thee, well pleasing unto Thee, not been serving Thee, Lord, in righteousness. O Lord, we pray Thee that You will challenge us, Lord, even by Thy word, that we may live a life that is to Your glory and honor, in praise of Thy name always, Lord, even for Your purpose of saving us, and even of living us here still on earth. So Lord, grant us Thy grace and Thy strength to do so, to live this new one life, even for Thee and for Thee alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.